Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks today to Patreon sponsor Elizabeth Perry for being one of the people that help bring this show to the air and all over the world, too, which is super exciting. So if Pray Every Day has helped you, consider becoming one of our sponsors at patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. Today we're reading from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verses 2 through 4 in the New American Standard Bible, and it says this. So, when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you that they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So that your giving will be in secret, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray that you would keep us mindful today of those who don't have enough. And Lord, I'm reminded of friends of mine who are without a job right now, and they are trying to make ends meet, and it's just so hard. And Lord, help us to not sound a trumpet before us when we try to help the poor. This is really not about our piety. It's about being the body of Christ to those who are broken, to those who are needy. Lord, help us to look for our reward, and I'm not saying that word very well today, but our reward on the other side and not just right here. Father, I pray for those whose insecurity maybe, and this is a hard thing to admit, but I'm sure that we've all had these times where our insecurity has caused us to try to blow a trumpet before us. We've tried to have people notice us, and I know, Lord, that my own wound is that. Growing up in a place where I didn't feel noticed, I felt like I was in the background, I felt like I was in a corner somewhere, or I could be in a room and no one would know that I was there. In order to be noticed, I tried to be the good girl. And other people who have been in that situation, they try to be the bad person because they know that if they rebel, they'll get attention. And Lord, so for all of us who have tried different kinds of coping mechanisms to be noticed, I pray today that we would be able to unlock that or unpack that and understand that what we really needed was we were just longing for love. And I thank you that you are that great source of love in our lives today, that we don't have to jump up and down in a negative way or a positive way to be noticed, that our security is based on something that cannot be taken away from us, and that is your love for us, your affection for us. We are image bearers of you. So I pray today that we would live in light of being image bearers. I also pray for the man or woman who is in a domestic violence situation today. They have maybe tried to get out, and they have tried to be noticed in that sense, and no one has taken notice. Lord, I pray that you would give an amazing amount of wisdom. I pray that you would place safe people around them. I pray that justice would prevail. I pray that there would be safety. I pray for rescue and all of the complications that come in those kinds of situations. Lord, you know what's best, and you love your children. And so many times I think I have looked at myself and thought, well, I don't deserve to be treated well. But if I take myself out of myself and put myself over on the other side of the room and look at me objectively, I realize that that person over there is someone you love deeply. And so I pray for the person today that is hurting, and the person today who's being marginalized or hurt physically or mentally or emotionally by somebody else, that they begin to take themselves out of themselves, put them somewhere else, look at themselves as if they were someone else, and realize that they are loved by you. I feel that way often too, Lord, when I'm in that bad place where I'm accusing my head, in my head, of all the terrible things I've done, or just berating myself over and over and over again. And I think, you know, if I said these awful things to my very best friend, would I ever do that? And of course I wouldn't, because she is so very loved by the God of the universe. And so sometimes I just have to treat myself as if I'm my very own best friend, which is weird to say, but in other words, to separate myself from the thoughts that I have and be able to say, wait a minute, I am loved. I am wildly loved by the God of the universe. So I pray for those listening today that they would settle themselves into that wild love of yours, to really know that there's nothing that we do that's going to ruin your love for us. There's nothing that we can do to earn it. What you've done on the cross, Jesus, has been there. It is something that cannot be taken away. So I pray that we would rest in that today. And Lord, we do continue to lift up the poor in our midst. And we pray that you would show us very tangible and creative ways to meet those needs. And I pray today too for those listening who are poor and who do need provision, Father, that you would surprisingly and supernaturally provide for their needs. I pray all of this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And just remember that even if you feel poor in spirit, that's actually the place where you are blessed the most, because you know your need for Jesus. Let him love you today. I pray all of that over and over and over again in this show. And so let me just settle you on that fact. You are loved.